gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talking Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talking Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talking Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talking Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat, and VitaCraft Lick and Lap is the way to go. You can find it at vitacraft.us, walmart.com, or you can also find it in your local pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets food, supplements, and treats. They give your dog a healthier life. You can get 10% off these treat supplements by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Also, don't forget, if you want to find out about becoming a vegan or a vegetarian or animals in themselves, you can go to PETA.org. Hey, and join me at Tropical Costa Rica in October. We will be going there, and you can join us by calling 800-581-8942. The booking number for this trip is $1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
Frisbee still sits by the back door, but no one's here to play with it anymore. I still think you'll be here when I get home from work, but I walk into this empty house and my empty heart hurts. Sounds foolish to say, the only thing that gets me through is trying to live my days a little more like you. Stop and smell the roses. Be grateful to be outside. Be happy every morning. It's another morning you're alive. Forgive and let go. Still play when you get old. Don't judge others, just love each other. You gave me a brand new start when you showed me the world through a doll's heart.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
And I'm Devin Leach.
I think that's a perfect song to start out a new year and Talkin' Pets. And how was your New Year's?
It was uneventful. My dog's terrified of fireworks,
yeah.
So I stayed home with her and distracted her. We blasted the TV and both fell asleep downstairs.
It's a good idea to, you know, keep the TV on louder. I have it on louder anyway because I'm deaf too. But I don't know. I went out with some friends, had a good time. Didn't really drink much because, you know, the new year, everybody would be out, be crazy. You got to make sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
We went out and had a good time. And my cats were pretty good. It wasn't really noisy around my neighborhood. There was a couple here and there, but not that much. What about you, Dev?
We sat around the fire, got drunk.
And then it came to your house.
I mean, and that's kind of what we did. And we just watched the fireworks. And my daughter's dog just likes to look at the fireworks. She just sits on the ground and just looks up at the fireworks.
Oh, so. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't even know how that we managed that one. But
they don't bother the dog at all?
No.
Dogs aren't fazed by
it. She jumps when she hears the mortar going off. So the doof, and then she jumps,
but
and
not
then she
looks, screaming. No, that's awesome.
So,
Yeah, my cats are pretty good for the most part. The biggest one that is fearful of the loud noises is, of course, Winter, the white cat. Which, you know, they say white animals tend to be a little, you know, they don't hear as well. Sometimes they're deaf.
Sometimes I think their sense of, you know, hearing is heightened. Zelda is mostly white. She's got pink skin. She's just a nervous, anxious mess. And she's very allergic to everything.
What do you think about, as a trainer and everything, and by the way, we're open to your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401, and Jasmine, the dog trainer's in the house, but what do you think in terms of, like, the CBD? Because remember, like, when it came out a couple of years ago, it was sporadic. It was here, it was there.
Yeah.
Now it's everywhere.
I use it.
In, like, no time at all, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it took people, I think, a while to warm up to it. But once some veterinarians started recommending it and educating themselves on it, they started educating their clients, I believe, is what happened.
But do you, you know, as a trainer, do you try to deal with the behavior overall of a dog, or do you kind of compensate only when you get to the fact where it's like, this dog is not going to do what you want it to do, then you go to like something like a CBD to calm it down?
It depends on the dog. It depends on their level of anxiety. So some dogs are so anxious that, like, it's hard to reach them without some sort of assistance. So before I will say, hey, maybe you should talk to the vet about medication, I like to try exploring natural options first. Because this is something that we can use as needed versus, like, a lot of medications for dogs, we have to give it to them for 2 weeks before it even starts working. And then you have to taper them off of it, just like certain medications that we take.
And what would those be? Same ones I'm on, probably.
Antidepressants.
can we go on? That's like most of the world these days.
But, you know, I always worry because, you know, animals, even a larger breed dog, their organs are tiny. They're like the size of a kid, right? So we, especially if it's a senior dog or a puppy, like, we don't want to tax their organs like that. So something natural like a CBD oil or an herbal supplement that helps calm them without a medication is always my go-to recommendation. However, I have to say, I always tell my clients, I am not a veterinarian. This is just my recommendation from my experience.
Oh, by the way, if you want, you can watch us right now live on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. So join us. Join our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can watch us on there. We're live on video. Also, you can listen to us on Alexa, CRN4. Tune in. Just tell Alexa that, and it'll go right to the show right now. And also, if you go to TalkinPets.com, our website, you can click on Listen Live and listen to us there as well. But I want to ask you, too, in terms of, like, their crates. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked a lot throughout the years about training them and so on and so forth. But it seems to be that as long as you haven't used it as a bad thing, crates seem to be their den.
It can be a place of comfort for them. Some dogs still might have a little bit of confinement phobia. So that's something to think about. Just everything is based on how your dog handles life, handles the world. So we don't want to try to force a dog that has a confinement phobia into a crate all the time, because that just makes them more anxious. I've had one client, her dog was, she came home and he had ripped the curtains out of the wall and pulled them into the crate, shredded them, was trying to bust out of the crate, moved the crate across the room, pulled her bedspread through the crate, shredded it, and then broke out of the crate. Like he was Hercules. The crate, she showed it to me, it was like bent up, and like they can really hurt themselves if they're that anxious in the crate. So the best option for him was to get some gates and slowly acclimate him to being out in the house when she left.
Well, once again, if you've got a question, we are open. 818-818-6401 if you want to discuss your dog, your cat, whatever you may have. We're open to training and behavior questions today, so pick up the phone. You know, I've also heard of some dogs where the separation anxiety in these animals, like you're saying, is so, like, stressful that they could almost kill themselves in a crate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you always want to make sure that you are not putting your dog in a crate with a harness, a shirt, a collar or anything like that, because they can and they have hung themselves or strangled themselves trying to break out or just even jumping around in the crate. You know, the crate has all those random hooks that they can get hung on.
Well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We'll have a trivia question coming up for you in this hour where you can win something. And we have a couple of things to give away. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
818-818-6401. Don't forget, check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin'. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food, that's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
It's the year of the snake in the Chinese zodiac. And in the era of cuteness, where cuteness reigns supreme, a workshop in eastern China is churning out hundreds of snake lanterns with cartoony big eyes and smiles instead of flickering tongues for the Lunar New Year, a New Year display at parks, tourist sites, and shopping malls. When you come close, you can see they look like snakes, but with acute feelings. And Wang Yang'an, the owner of the workshop in Weifang City in Yang'an Province. The colorful lanterns stand taller than an average person and are built on a wiry metal frame. They incorporate dragon elements, Wang said, as the snake is known as the little dragon in Chinese culture. The Chinese zodiac is in a 12-year cycle with different animals for each year, and the year of the snake, which begins January 29th, follows the year of the dragon. The snake is a symbol of spiritual reproduction and longevity in China, but also represents evil and danger. While they can give people a feeling of terror, snakes were considered a guardian of the home in ancient Chinese culture, and harming them would bring bad luck. We have played down the aggressiveness of the snake, so it is culturized, she said. That is what we call the incorporation of nature into the sequences of human beings and the manifestation of mutual care between humans and nature. Visit TalkingPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
So, Devin, do you get more nervous when the camera is put on you when you're reading? Because I notice you do.
Yeah. There's a reason why I wanted to do radio.
Yeah. And now you could see who Devin is and how nervous he gets when he's reading when the camera is on
those words in that story were awfully
just the names, man.
I was like, oh no.
I'm always like, if I don't know it and I can't pronounce it, I usually just
wing it. I'll go, like, if I'm not sure how to pronounce like somebody's first or last name, I'll pick the easiest.
There you
one.
Go. And the guy I said before, previously, you know, remember Yusanana Yuja?
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I got an idea. We can play a game to pass the time.
Thank you, little strange man in the closet. So we will do a trivia question. And if you can answer this trivia question, what we're going to do is we'll send you out a prize. You can go with Vitacraft. We have the lick and lap for your cats. Or the purr sticks, which are like sticks that you can rip apart and give to your cat. We also have the Good Pets Foods dog treat supplements. I've got ones for you to try. A 3-pack, daily multi, daily probiotic, and the hip and joint plus. We do have an easy walk, no pull harness for a large dog, like a golden retriever. Also, we do have books on dogs or cats. I've got Chicken Soup for the Soul books. The new one just came out, called Think Positive. I have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD. And I do have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. Right now, we're featuring the lime green. And we have a dog bracelet. And it's all different breeds of dogs on a bracelet, and you can go for that. So, the trivia question is... true or false? You got a 50-50 shot here. Crocodiles have no sweat glands, So they use their mouth to release heat. True or false? True or false? Crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouth to release heat. Is that true or is that false? 818-818-6401. Take a shot at it. 818-818-6401. Going back to that, the crate, I mean, when we were talking about dogs, that separation anxiety can be so bad, is that when they're going through it to the point that they can, like, rip their claws off because they're scraping so much, or they'll break teeth because they're trying to chew their way out.
That requires medication.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of hard to nip in the bud, I guess.
Well, yeah, and you, just them experiencing that level of stress is not good for their heart. It's not good for any aspect of their quality of life. So, you just, you know, there's certain things that I have people go through protocol-wise to reduce their mental energy, their physical energy, and, you know, just release that tense anxiety that they have. But you do need medication in some of those cases because it's difficult for them to handle it.
I feel like you're talking to me.
Do you need medication?
Yes,
John?
I do. It's a new year.
New year, same me.
Yeah. So pick up the phone if you've got a training question or behavior question, or if you know the answer to that trivia question. True or false? Crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouth to release heat. Is that true or is that false? And if you are correct, you can win a prize. And we're going to go out to Martin in Utica, New York. And hey, Martin, how you doing? Welcome to Talking Pets.
Yeah, good. I want to say that's true.
You want to say that it's true?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you are correct.
Good job.
So, yeah, they actually sleep with their mouth open so they can release heat while they're sleeping as well. So, you were right.
Oh, it's Donald Duck.
Donald's back. It's our Martin. Martin Donald, whatever personality, talk about medication. Whatever personality you're on right now, what do you want to go with?
They're all crazy. You know what I mean? You're just crazy guys.
Is that Mickey Mouse?
All right, Martin. We're going out to a break now, so I gotta ask. What do you want to go with? Do you have cats? Do you have dogs? Do you want a book? What do you think?
All three.
You have cats and dogs? Did I ever send you the Good Pets Foods supplement treats to try?
Did not. But do you have something that could retain my mastiff? I got a Irish mastiff, and he's kind of wild. he loves people.
I'm trying to think. I don't really have anything. The harness I have is a little bit too small for a mastiff, but I'm going to send you the supplement treats. We got to go out to a break, so I got. Hold on, don't go away. You speak with Sydney. This is Talking Pets.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
An underwater volcano situated 470 kilometers off the Oregon coast is predicted to erupt in 2025. This advanced warning of an eruption more than just hours ahead is considered pretty unique and a significant achievement by scientists. The volcano named Axel Seamount exhibits all signs of impending activity. Standing at 1,100 meters tall with a diameter of 2 kilometers, this submarine volcano is located 1,400 meters beneath the sea level. Over the past 10 years, various devices have been tracking every rumble, shake, swell, tilt from the volcano in real time via a seafloor cable. Geologist Mark Zumberg from the Scripps Institute of Oceanography has labeled the volcano as the most well-instrumented submarine volcano on the planet. In November, Axel's surface swelled to the same height as before it last erupted in 2015, indicating that magma has accumulated underground and pressure with the volcano was building. Similar swelling in 2015 allowed researchers at Oregon State University to predict that year's eruption, which they hailed as our best forecasting success. The Axel volcano, deemed a very promising volcano by Roma Tre University's volcanologist Valerio Acquacella, is under close scrutiny as researchers utilize artificial intelligence to analyze pre-2015 eruption earthquake recordings in search of predictive patterns. There's no crystal ball, admits Acquacella, acknowledging the inherent unpredictability of the volcanic behavior. Nevertheless, he insists that every eruption presents a chance to refine theories, noting, we need ideal cases to understand how volcanoes work. He also cautions that a volcano might act in unforeseen ways. There's always a risk that a volcano will follow a pattern that we haven't seen before or do something unexpected. The upcoming 2025 event, while not expected to revolutionize eruption forecasting, promises to yield greater insight. We'll understand it better, and that will help us to understand other volcanoes. In the case of a possible tsunami, watch your pets and wild animals, since they will usually flee for higher ground. In this case, I recommend you do the same. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Oh no, that's a volcano. Oh, no. It's about to blow. We've gotta go. Go. Run faster. Run. Before the floor is lava. Quick. When tectonic plates start to separate, the hot magma finds its way. It's coming closer. This hurry to.
Dairy cows step into the spotlight as nature's superheroes, producing wholesome milk while helping to power Pennsylvania communities with renewable energy. American Dairy Association, Northeast, and Pennsylvania Dairy Promotion Program, in collaboration with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, proudly unveiled the highly anticipated butter sculpture at this year's Pennsylvania Farm Show. This year's stunning creation celebrates the dairy industry's rich traditions and groundbreaking environmental innovations. The sculpture features a life-size dairy cow alongside a methane digester. A powerful new renewable energy system set against a Pennsylvania farm backdrop with a vibrant cityscape nestled in the distance. Cows are truly superheroes, said dairy farm Casey Hershey of Arjoy Farms in Cochranville, Pennsylvania. They do not produce nutritious milk that nourishes us. They do not only produce nutritious milk that nourishes us, but they also upcycle food scraps, enrich soil, and with digesters, turn their waste into renewable energy. It's a marvel of nature and ingenuity. Renowned artists Jim Victor and Marie Pelton of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, spent several weeks crafting the masterpiece using over 1,000 pounds of butter generously donated by Land O'Lakes in Carlisle, Cumberland County. We're honored to bring the story of Pennsylvania's dairy farmers to life through butter, said Jim Victor. The sculpture celebrates the incredible dedication and creativity of farmers who feed our communities and champion sustainability, added Marie Pelton. Creating art that highlights agriculture's vital role in our lives is truly a labor of love. The butter sculpture is proudly displayed in the main hall of Pennsylvania Farm Show, where it is expected to attract 500,000 visitors during its 8-day run from January 4th to January 11th. After the farm show concludes, the butter will embark on its own sustainability journey, recycled at Reinford Farms in Juanita County and converted into renewable energy through the farm's methane digester. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Like criminal undercover, don't pop like trouble breaking into your heart like that. Cool shake, summer, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hard to do. I got the superstar glow, so
do the boogie.
So every year they seem to make a different sculpture in butter.
I remember us talking about it
last year.
Yeah,
yeah, it was like a farm family or something last year.
Yeah,
and this year I saw the picture of it, the cow and butter. It's amazing. It looks so good.
Oh,
but geez, that's
how does
a
it
lot
not melt? Oh,
butter.
It's cold there.
Well. Yeah, I guess they must keep it cold in the room, because it's in a room.
Oh, it's in a room? Oh, I thought it was outside.
No, it's in a room.
It would have bites taken out of it from animals.
I was going to say, if it was outside, it'd be covered in, like, all kinds of creatures.
I didn't think about that.
Yes. You'd never have to buy butter again. I mean, everybody at night would probably sneak over and chop off a tail or an ear.
I'm not eating outside butter.
Hey,
why is this
if
butter
you don't
crunchy?
Have a choice... I like butter.
It's got bird poo on it.
I like butter.
John's going to go out there with his corn and just...
I'm telling you. I like butter, but sometimes it goes right through me. I went to dinner with my friends Sal and Craig. It does. And it was like I ate this fish covered in butter, and I know it wasn't the fish. That butter just slid its way out.
Okay. Whoa. What are we doing here?
But wait a minute, though. Isn't there a number three? Maybe I should just say number three.
Yes.
Because
I made that up.
She made that up. Because number one, everybody knows what number one is when your cat goes number one. Number two, everybody knows what number two is. And one day we're doing the show and Jasmine goes, well, you know what number three is, right? And I was like, no. And she's like, it's...
diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
Exactly. And I was like, I never heard that before. So during the entire show, we were talking about number three. So
no, but you know what?
I actually
like
that,
I'm pretty sure
I
have heard it before.
But I like it, though. I mean, I like rather saying, I've got number three, rather than going, I've got diarrhea.
Do you want to have to explain what it is every time?
Eat pumpkin. That's good for dogs.
Yeah.
It's good for people, too.
So is Bryce. Oh, yeah! When you're climbing up the ladder. Oh, no, they blocked us.
Diarrhea, diarrhea, diarrhea.
We need to grow up.
They should make it number three.
We need to grow up.
It's number three, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was the butter song. It wasn't the diarrhea song.
Oh, okay.
Good old Facebook.
Facebook didn't like that.
So, by the way, give us a call, 818-818-6401.
All right, ladies, let's play ball.
All right, ladies, let's play ball. Trivia question. If you can get this one right, you can pick a prize out of everything that I said, like the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft or the Good Pets Foods supplement treats for your dogs. And I've got a bunch of other things that I will tell you. If you know the answer to this trivia question, what are female elephants called? What is a female elephant called? Come on, ladies.
All right.
Why only ladies?
Play ball.
Why only ladies?
Because that's what the sounder says.
Oh, okay.
Come on, ladies. No, gentlemen can answer as well.
Okay.
But what are female elephants called? It kind of makes sense. Well, it actually, it's interesting, though. I didn't, like, even think about that. It kind of goes with your butter story. So, 818-818-6401. I can see those wheels turning in that head of yours, but...
No, I already know what they're called.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. 818-818-6401.
There's a lot of relation, because what are the baby elephants called? What are the male elephants called? They go by the same...
Elephants?
Pink elephants.
Baby elephants?
That? Do you remember that from Dumbo?
I do. I remember Dumbo.
When I was a kid, I was like, I want what they're drinking that makes them see the pink elephants. Isn't that terrible? Because they were drinking alcohol. I was like, I want to see dancing pink elephants.
I'll tell you right now, if you're drinking alcohol and you're seeing pink elephants, then you got a problem, because I don't think I've ever seen
what
pink
kind
elephant.
Of alcohol is that?
Yes. It's like pinky shots or something. 818-818-6401.
I think I was seeing pink elephants when I was drinking my Christmas gift from Devin. That, what was it?
It was your gift.
It was tequila rose.
You don't remember?
No.
And
well,
it was in a pink box.
Yeah, it was tequila rose or something.
Yep,
it was,
yeah.
Like a, man, that stuff was good.
I like tequila.
I didn't share it with anybody.
No. Holidays are over now. So, and I hope.
I didn't share with anybody. Screw the holidays.
I'm hoping nobody gave their, you know, we talked a lot about it, giving your animals alcohol. It's a major no-no.
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, that's like giving a baby alcohol, because your animals, your dogs, your cats are so small. They have small bodies.
Well, it's toxic to them.
Exactly. But
well,
they
it's
can't,
toxic to us, too, but and that's why.
But they can't handle it, though, like,
yeah.
You know, because of, like, people do.
I know. A lot of people think it's funny to give their dogs beer. It's not.
No, not at all.
No.
So when we joke about it, it's just stupidity on humans. But don't give it to your animals. 818-818-6401. That's the number. So the question is, what are female elephants called?
Come on, somebody call.
There's a name for a female elephant, and it doesn't just have to be ladies. Men, you can call, too. 818-818-6401. Are you early?
No. I just wanted people to call.
Oh, okay.
So, little Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I got it. I was like, are we going out right now? No. I was like, no, I still got a minute, I think. Don't I? Yeah.
I don't know. You're still in the air.
818-818-6401. This is Frankie, right?
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Call
is it?
Me.
Yeah, he was good friends with Dean Martin, and I know Dean Martin's daughter.
Don't be a
Deanna Martin. Once again, give us a call. 818-818-6401. What are female elephants called? This is Talking Pets.
Thinking of you, I'm the one who'll never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Now call me, don't be afraid, you can call me.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Let me ask you an important question. Do you pay more than $20 a month out of pocket for your prescription medication? I do. I also prefer having my meds delivered to my home. Wouldn't you? A trusted friend told me about America's Rx, a company that caps your drug expenses to $20 a month for individuals and no more than $30 a month for families, like you and your spouse, for example. You sign up once and you get your meds delivered to your home every month. America's Rx works directly with your doctors, and you never pay more than $20 a month. And you can easily verify if your meds are covered by going to flatfeeformeds.com. Think about the convenience and the savings. A flat fee for meds. Sign up today and start saving time and money. Flatfeeformeds.com. That's flatfeeformeds.com. One more time, flatfeeformeds.com. And start saving money now.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
What began as a childhood hobby more than six decades ago has led to what might be Africa's largest butterfly collection in a suburb of Kenya's capital. Now, Steve Collins, 74 years old, was born and raised in western Kenya. By the age of five, he was fascinated by butterflies and started building a collection that has grown to more than 4.2 million, representing hundreds of species. My parents encouraged us to look for butterflies after visiting the Congo, and were gifted a trapping net by some friends, Collins said. By the time I was 15 years old, I was already visiting other countries like Nigeria to study more about butterflies. During his 20-year career as an agronomist, Collins dedicated his free time to research. He established the African Butterfly Research Institute in 1997. Collins has 1.2 million butterflies from across Africa, delicately pinned in frames and stored in rows of shelves with another 3 million in envelopes. They need to be kept in dark spaces, he said. The form of storage also ensures that dried butterflies are not eaten by other insects, parasites, and predators. We also ensure we apply insecticides once a year to keep them safe. Africa is vulnerable to climate change, with periods of prolonged drought and serious flooding destroying floods and other butterfly habitats. Scott Miller, an entomologist at the Smithsonian Institute, met Collins almost 30 years ago. He said such collections provide critical information that could show environmental changes over 60 years. Collins is concerned that soon he will no longer be able to sustain his research. He said his most prized butterfly costs $8,000, which he keeps from sight, concerned about possible theft, and hopes to sell the collection to an individual or research institution. The costs of running his institute are high. An annual budget posted in 2009 was $200,000. Collins estimated that the specimens and other assets are worth $8 million. This has been my hobby for decades, and I can't put a price on what I have done so far. I'm currently seeking to ensure the species are in safe hands when I'm out of this world. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Lynch.
And we're going to go out to Donald Duck in New York. And hi, Donald. How are you today? What are you doing in New York, Donald? Aren't you supposed to be at Disney World? I guess I don't speak duck too well, but
I was out there last year, and I went to all the venues they had there, and I tried talking like a duck. I hadn't had a mannequin talking like a duck. He's a duck that I have standing on my hand, and he's a duck that his name is Simon, and he talks like a duck. And most of the people there, they just turn their heads aside, and they looked at me like I'm a wacko or something, you know?
Did anybody ever tell you...
What? They looked at you like you were crazy?
Yeah.
Did anybody ever tell you you sound like Jack Hanna? Well, not now. Yeah, I know, Jack. And, you have a The voice is very similar.
I'll be all right one of these days. I don't know when, but I'll probably be all right.
Take some CBD.
All right.
All right, Donald. Donald, what is a female elephant called?
I can't stop crying. And you make me cry like this.
Okay, every once in a while we go into the homes of the not so fortunate. But what do you think? What is a female elephant called?
Oh, I believe it's called a cow. Cows. Called cows.
You got some competition there. Well, this time I'm sending you out the Good Pets foods and multivitamins for supplements for your dogs. I want you to try those. Sound good? I guess that's good.
Next time I want to hear Daffy Duck.
Yeah, I don't know Daffy Duck. I don't know who that is. I can't do it. I can't do that. I just try to do that. What I can do, and that's what it is. It's normal for me to talk like that.
I bet you could do John Madden, though.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Congratulations. And female elephants are called cows. Thanks, Martin, Donald, and all your other personalities.
Yeah.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's Martin and Utica.
What are they doing out there?
Some people call cutting it construction.
Tile? Sounds like they're cutting tile.
I don't know what they're doing. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is our number to call whoever you are and what time of the day it is. But thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Oh, I like this close. Did you ever see The Sound of Music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
No.
You never saw The Sound of Music? What is wrong with you?
You weren't in, like, chorus in middle school or anything?
No.
Oh.
Oh, that is your task.
I was a chorus nerd.
You've got to watch The Sound of Music. It's an excellent movie. And this song is from
it. You have to listen to the rain and Spain fall safely in the place.
So long, farewell, our need is a goodbye.
We hate to go and miss this pretty sight.
Oh my God, Martin is rubbing off. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.